please sit down. And looking at that, some things were not true. So it will always be good to ask from the team what you know to say. Good afternoon, everyone. John the Baptist. I'm a revivalist. It's totally different from gospel artist. I'm not an artist. I'm not. But I'm happy to be with you. And I like it when I'm going to a place and the Lord gives a song. It shows that there is a plan and a reason. So thank God for Elevation House. Thank God for Pastor Bola Kialobi. Thank God for the other minister, Pastor Bimbo. I don't know if she's here. And for Pastor Godman as well. And the women of Elevation House. And the Made for More conference. Do you know that your name is pregnant? The name Made for More is pregnant. It's pregnant. It's not just a name. It is the truth of who we are. We are made for more than we see and know and people care to want to know. And I like it when the Lord gives an understanding to that. And He says, I'm made for more. Don't you dare put me down. I'm made for more. You need to understand I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. I'm made for more. So don't you dare put me down. I'm made for more. You need to understand that I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. I'm made for more. More than what I can see. I'm made for more. Supernatural things. I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. I'm taking nations. I'm taking continents. I tell you, I'm taking cities, communities. I'm taking nations. I tell you, I'm made for more. More than what I can see. I'm made for more. Supernatural things. I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. Please take your seat. You see, if you don't define yourself, they will define you. Like it or not, our battle did not start today. It started from the garden. Yes, you all look so beautiful. Like she said, I don't really like women's program. Because I don't like stereotypes. I don't like it. Sarah did not... okay, not delivered the women in Israel alone. Yes or no? Deborah did not deliver the women alone. So I don't like stereotypes that they put you and say is women. I don't like it. We all listen to Apostle Paul, and so we should all listen to Apostle Deborah. And we should all listen to Apostle Esther. I carry God. The Holy Ghost in you and I is not a woman Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Ghost that he said, in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. There is no definition to the spirit you and I have that limits us. Like it or not, society, even religion, tries to. Sorry, oh, me, I will say the truth, oh, eh? Last, don't call me again, oh, eh? All right? Even religion puts us under a stereotype. Some places say women should not preach. Or worse still, a single woman should not preach. But a single man can have a church. Huh? Huh? Why are you not talking to me again? So I don't get it. And they only let you maybe talk when you have a crown over your head. No. The crown that was paid over your head is not your husband alone. Understand it. For those married, your husband will stand before God and give account of what he did. And you also will stand before God and give account of what you did with your life. So as much as possible. Okay, let me try and be normal. Right? Let me try and keep quiet. But the truth is, the truth is me. I don't have a woman Holy Ghost. I have the same Holy Ghost that is shared abroad. And because of that, because the Spirit does not know gender, I'm not talking about the other guys who are also fighting us, by the way. They don't want womanhood again. They want to call a woman cis woman. Can't you understand why the fight is like that? Don't we understand why? Don't we understand why? Because you are made for more. And the devil wants to crush that. In the garden, they keep blaming the woman. I believe some churches have not forgiven the woman for what happened in the garden. Trust me, they have not. Don't give women too much power, or they will do like this, they will do like this. What is it? I gave you fruit, you ate it. Did I force you? Why are you not taking responsibility too? Why do you want to blame it all on me? And the next thing will be, don't dress like this because you seduce the men. Can their eyes be bridled? I'm not saying dress scandalously and say that with the Bible there is moderation in everything. That's what we are meant to have. But at the same time, I hear things like, you know, the men can't hold themselves. I can't hold myself too. It's the Holy Spirit that is helping me. Just so you know. It's the Holy Spirit helping me. Oh, the passion inside of me. Some days when I finish ministering like this, and it's hot, virtue leaves me. I want to grab a man. That's what I want to do. But I know I cannot. And so I give that feeling to the Holy Ghost. But to think I don't feel it is a lie. Because I decide to use self-control. You to use self-control. It's the same self-control that was given to us all. Let's stop making excuses for wrong things and it becomes a norm. And we say, you know. You know what? Blood is flowing through my body too. And I'm so... See, the woman is built very passionately. You don't want to understand it. I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. I'm made for more. More than what eyes can see. I'm made for more. Supernatural things. Me, I carry God. There's no stopping me now. I'm taking. You did not even think it like you know you're taking nations. I'm taking it. I can't hear you. I'm taking. You know, she said when I came in, she said that don't wait for your circumstance to change. It's obedience. Then you need to go to Joshua 2 and see how Rahab behaved. Rahab, the so-called prostitute, is more a believer than a lot of believers these days. She did not experience, she only heard. And she said, this thing that I heard is true. And when they came to spy on her land, she didn't waste time to bargain. Wise woman. Prayerful woman. Ask me how I know she's a prayerful woman. She lives on the tower. What are you supposed to be? Watchman. Eh? She lives on the tower where she watches. So she saw those. Ooh, when you're a praying woman, you will take nations. She's a praying woman. Call her a prostitute. She had her weaknesses. She's been abused. Men took advantage of her. Went in and out through her. But guess what? That did not stop her discernment. How do you discern that these ones are from God? And the God they are from is taking this land already. She was not speaking in past tense. She was speaking in present tense. She said, I know that the Lord has given you. They just came to spy. And she's saying, I know the Lord has given you the land. They were just spying. And then they said to her, okay, when we come back, she quickly made arrangements. She didn't wait for them to come back. Oh, don't you understand? Don't worry, these ones are from God. I will hide them. She even lied. She said, I don't know where they are. They've gone far. Chase them. Somebody will say, well, it's okay for us to lie. No, it's not okay. Rahab was a prostitute and she did the good she could do from what she knew. Do you understand me? No, do you understand me? So you cannot be a believer and say you want to go through the lying route. It will not work for you. They will cut you. Alright? She wanted to do the right thing. And all she knows is this line. And so our intention was good. And that's why he walked out. And she told them, okay, I'm reading you now. You will make a pact with me that when you come back, because the Lord has given you this land, you will spare me My family, my father, mother, brothers, extended, you spare all of us. And they agreed. And she told them, go, stay 3 days. After 3 days. Imagine those spies saying, what does a prostitute know? They didn't stay 3 days. They will catch them. No, do you understand what I'm saying? And as they were going, they said, you know, when we come back, when the Lord gives, said, no, no. They said, when we come back, put this talent, you know, the same place. And if you saw something there, there are lots of you here that do business that in the marketplace. God will cause you to interact with unbelievers, but the end result is salvation. Oh, did you hear me? Did you hear me? The end result is what? Salvation. It's not for you to just do business and making money. The end result is salvation. Because that was what they gave her. The scarlet cord stands for what? Huh? Stands for a rebirth. Stands for the blood. Stands for renewal. Stands for being born again. Do you understand? That was what they gave her. And they told her, when we go, when we come back, put this thing. Guess what she did? She didn't wait for them to come back. What did she do? Immediately, she put scarlet cord. Obedience, like she said. Don't wait for your circumstance to change. Just live in obedience. Huh? Am I still with you? Are you still with me? Wake up, wake up. Obedience. You will dine with kings. You will dine with great men and women. But the end result is not so that you snap picture alone and say, chilling with the president. The Lord is giving you that access like Esther so that you can declare the counsel of the Lord. And you can bring about the purpose of the Lord. It's not for that, you know, my business is doing well. See, I'm chilling. Your business will not matter in heaven. It will only matter if it has something to do with the purpose of God. Alright? Alright? I said we have not been forgiven. I'm sure you wanted me to come and worship, right? Are we not worshiping? No, are we not worshiping? It's a prayer and worship and word conference. Because you cannot separate the three. They're like Trinity. Word leads you to prayer. Prayer leads you to worship. Worship leads you. It's like that. You can't say, this one we are just... No, 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 no. I said, we have not been forgiven for what happened in the garden. After the curse was placed that we would be under. But before then, remember, it says male and female created in them and gave them what? Dominion. To what? Subjugate. But somehow, every other thing, every other curse has been reverted by Jesus. But that one has not been reverted. Because you need to stay under. You are too powerful. Scripture says in Hebrews, I believe, that the women received their dead back to life. You have such power to receive dead things back to life. They call you pray. 80% of our churches are made of women. Abby? No, don't talk. Oh. Me, I will speak for myself. They're made of women. But yet, those are the ones you want to shut up. How? Jesus was greatly supported by Hello. Hi. Greatly supported by women. But we've not been forgiven. Even though Jesus has forgiven us and the blood has washed us. But guess what? At the tomb, who did they give the message of rebirth into? Who? Some people don't know who. It's woman I want to hear. Who? To go and tell the disciples that he is risen. So in case someone wants to tell you, you don't have the mouth to talk. I just told you, you have the mouth to talk. According to scripture, you have a gospel to preach. The gospel of redemption. Oh, the woman is so powerful that she is able to carry God in her womb. My God, Mary carried divinity in her womb. Do you know what your womb is capable of doing? Apart from the physical birthing, do you know what your womb is capable of doing in the spirit realm? Do you know the power in your mouth? The power inside of you. The woman carried God in the person of Jesus and birthed God. I carry God. Ain't no stopping me now. I'm taking. Tell yourself, you carry, and ain't no stopping. Ooh, hey, you. Those that don't believe are looking at me. You carry God, ain't no stopping you now. Hey, you are taking. You carry God. Ain't no stopping you now. You are taking. How I pray that your spirit man comes alive. My God. You are 7 today, right? 7 is completion. That means there is a new birthing. Do you understand me? You carry God. He gives you something. See, I may find it. I know it. I understand it. But I'm not just now fine. I carry something. I carry something that cannot be resisted. It is called the force of the Holy Ghost. Both the man, the woman, the children, the old, the young, they have no choice but to listen, because I carry the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is inside of me. This is why I'm bold. Normally, I'm a very shy person. I don't know what I'm going to say in my corner. But you see, when the Holy Ghost shows up, I carry God. I tell you, you carry God. There is no stopping you. You are taking. tell you, part of the problems we are having until the nations and the earth, even for Nigeria, begin to realize the importance of women, we cannot find our balance. No, do you understand me? We can't find our balance. We are able to carry and birth ideas. We are able to carry and birth men of caliber and caliber. Please sit down. Do you know we are worshiping? Or you don't think so? I try to just come and do. That's why I try to help people. Don't call me a singer, because then people are expecting, let's lift our hands, and then it doesn't happen, and then they say you're defrauding them. No, I'm just a servant that is coming to do what the Lord wants her to do. That's all. Because if I get you to understand, oh my goodness, you want to know how many times even brothers in Christ try to make me think I'm mad because I speak. Imagine what Catherine Coleman went through in those days. If it is still happening now, they want to see when you say, shh, you are talking too much. Don't talk too much. We need a man to tame you. You want to tame me? If you can tame the Holy Ghost, then tame me. And why do you have to tame me? Why don't you let me blossom? And for those who are single, find God first so that you know who you are. So that no man tames you. I don't know what even how you bring up the word tame. Are we wild animals? No, but that was said to me, by the way, by brothers in the body. Sit down there. I will take nations. I can't. To this society, to these narratives, to these things that are not right, that they have decided to label us with, because it pays them. But we should be what? Of our mind. They limit you because you allow them. Oh, I say that again. They limit you because you allow them. It might make you be stubborn, but yeah, be stubborn. And don't let your voice be killed. Do you understand me? Please sit down. We'll soon try and sing, if the Lord helps us. So many things they do that makes no sense. I'm praying that as I speak, you are finding your confidence, finding yourself in God. And you understand that this thing is not for one alone. It's for all. There's neither Greek nor Jew. Male nor female. Is it the Bible? It's the Bible. Why don't we like that one? Why don't we teach that one? Eh? Why? I was married before. That's like maybe 15 years ago now. work out, not because I didn't want you to.
He left. What should I do?
I tried to hold him as holding can be hoped. I did not even let him take my ring from me. When he wanted to take the ring, he was beating me. I said, no, you cannot take my ring. This was 15 years ago now. 2008, is that 15? Or 14? Or 14. I yelled. He was punching me. I said, no, I will not give you this ring. It is my birthright. You take it. That's it. I didn't enter this marriage. I can laugh about it. Yeah. I didn't get into this marriage to leave. And that's the truth. I didn't get him to leave. So no, you are not taking it. Beating. Boom. I still did not leave the ring. I don't even know where the ring is now. But I didn't give him, and I don't know where it is. Years ago, something happened recently with Sister Osinachi, and an argument was on social media where people were saying she didn't leave because of what church will say. And if you agree with me, we have said that there is no ground for divorce on any in any way, right? The church has peddled that, if we're going to be truthful, that there is no grounds for divorce. You never hear that there are grounds in the Bible for divorce. Am I lying? If you like, make me be alone. It's okay. I'm okay to be a lone ranger. You've hardly heard that. I'm not saying everyone, but majority. I've not talked about that there is grounds for divorce. It's don't divorce because we want to help God. We don't want everybody to be divorced. Right? And so it happened and she's gone. And guess what? We've moved on, haven't we? We have moved on. No? You are not thinking. Last week, you didn't think of her. Just understand it. And we've moved on. But the story could have been different. And there was an argument online and people were saying, oh, don't say that. That's not true. Look at Victoria Renzi. She's doing so much. I only just came out publicly January this year. And it wasn't a secret because I counsel people. When I counsel them, I tell them my story, right? But the Holy Spirit didn't allow me to talk about it until January this year because He wants to heal homes, heal people. We are injured soldiers in the church. We need to be healed. That's why we are not being so effective. We need healing. And for healing to happen, things will be opened up, cleaned, washed, and then it will start healing. And so they were arguing, is this a lie? Look at Renzi. Is she not divorced? But she had the ministry. I said, lies. In 2008, if you heard, I won't be on your stage today. Yes or no? Yes or no? Can we tell ourselves the truth? It's because it was not. The ministry will not even grow the way it will be heard or seen. Do you understand me? So let's tell ourselves the truth. Every wrong doctrine that is not of God is affecting us. And there are things we peddle in church that is not Christ. That's not in the Bible. And the most disadvantaged group is the women. Like it or not. I wish I can say this where there are men and women, because I'm not here to. I would say it to their faces so that. That's last. They say, don't marry her. It's okay, I'll marry. Because I'll marry again. I'm not saying wake up one morning and say, I want to divorce my husband. Judgment will catch you. I'm not saying wake up one morning and say, he's not giving me money, so I'm divorcing. Judgment will catch you. We don't do things in flippant ways. All right?
All right. I'm taking it. I'm saying all of this to you to know what you need to renew in your mind. Renew your place. Your place is not in the kitchen. It's part of what you have to do. Right? And there are even male chefs right now. So who says only women? I'm not saying don't cook for your husband, because there are some things that you say now. People say, she wants to turn us against our husband. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you are not limited to the kitchen. You are not limited to the bedroom. The Hazaro. You are not limited to the Hazaro. You're made for more. Nations are waiting for you to get up. Economies are waiting for you to get up. Check around. Check Zambia. Check those nations. There are nations that their leaders are women, and they are coming out of the rubbles. Now, do you understand what I'm saying? The renewing of our minds needs to happen. That's the rebirthing today. 7 years is gone. It's another new phase. And for those that do business and are into, can I ask you to find God movement? God movement. I'm not saying pastor's initiatives. I'm saying God movement. It is a God movement, even if it's your pastor or another pastor that says you know. Right? Look for God movement and put your money. Your business can never run dry. Oh, did you hear me? They said instructions. I'm just telling you all. Look for God movement, just like Jesus Christ was sent by women. Look for it. If it happened before, it will happen again. And none of them were ordinary people. Look for those kind of where the gospel is being, you know, sent. Real. Put your money there. Your business will blossom. And guess what? You're not putting it so that your business will blossom. You're putting it so that your money will count. Because money does not count in heaven. It only counts when it fulfills purpose. Do you understand me? I just gave you an instruction. I hope you heard me. Right? It's what I'm doing. And God is blessing me. When I tell you I'm not a gospel artist, I don't charge you to come and minister. How am I eating? I don't charge you. You bless me, give me honor. Praise God, you don't. Many people don't. But how am I eating? Looking well? And I'm not collecting money from man, because I'm married to Jesus. For now. But even when I marry, I will still be married to Jesus. Do you understand me? There will be one other guy, but I will still be married to Jesus. So, put your money, no matter how small, in the spreading of the gospel. And see how your life turns, how your business turns. Another instruction. You need to be a praying woman. You need to be what? A praying woman in the dead of the night. Nobody is there. You are dancing in your room, sometimes naked. You come out with clothes. They say, ooh. But in your room, you are mad. You are mad that you command things to shift. And the next morning they shift. Because you have the ability to call those things that are dead back to life. Women receive their dead back to life. You have the ability. I saw a woman that died chasing her husband, you know. No, you have power. You have power. One declaration is heaven will close. No, you don't understand. But you can't do it from anger. That's why it's not working. You can't do it from anger. You have to come before the Lord. State your case from the scripture. Then when you have stated your case, then you ask that the heavens be shut so that he can have sense. And when he has sense back, you also command like Elijah, let it be open. State your case. Is there that even his own prayer will not answer if he treats you badly? Is it not there? So state your case. But not from unforgiveness. Not from anger, because it will not work. No, do you understand what I'm saying to you? So I'm teaching you that you understand that you have to let go so that you can have. When you let go, you forgive. You see that demon behind him. Then you talk to that demon. If it means that everything should be dry for him to come back, let it be dry. Don't think, how will my children survive? Let it be dry. Do you want them to survive and he will lose his soul? And you have the authority. You have the power to, once you state your case from scripture. Now, do you understand? Okay, I'm sorry. I think I'll end now. I'm sorry if I offended anyone. But I'm not even sorry. I want to try and be political, but I don't even know how to do it. Alright? I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. Okay, if you see me outside, don't greet me. It's okay. Okay? Understand the power you carry. Let your mind be renewed. You cannot win the battle from unforgiveness. You win it from forgiveness. I have been hurt so badly. But the first thing the Lord told me was to forgive. And how I knew I had forgiven was I could pray. If I did not, I wouldn't be standing here today. Do you understand me? Forgive, let it go. Then come with a clean heart with the Bible. But Father, you said this, this, this. And it is like this, this, this. Plead my cause, O Lord. You have to be a praying woman. You have to be a woman of the word. And a woman of worship. Those are your weapons. And then you come out looking beautiful. Make the devil go mad by looking cute. Beautifully fine. Smelling like heaven. Because some people that think to follow God is to smell like toilet. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Smell good. Because even Jesus has a fragrance. And if you're a praying woman, your countenance should change. You should look more beautiful. Did you see my before and after? I'm made for more. More than. You did not write it. I've given you people theme song. Did you? Do you know, I did not have. It was when I was coming that the Lord gave you this song. Do you understand it? It's not a song that I know before. Alright? And God does that when I'm going somewhere. Sometimes I ask him for confirmation. Do you want me here? Because I don't want to go everywhere. Do you understand me? I don't want to go everywhere. I'm not looking for where to go. Let me stay at home and go to the beach. Is that you? Oh, good to see you. That's Minister Shola. Nice to see you. Okay. Did you write the song? Should I call it out for you? I'm made for more. Don't you dare put me down. I'm made for more. You need to understand. I carry God. There's no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. And then the other person said, I'm made for more. More than what eyes can see. I'm made for more. Supernatural things. And the same thing, I carry God. Huh? There's no stopping me now. I'm taking nations. You have it? Do you have it? Media, help us though.